Welcome to the Key Hire Small Business Podcast, your go-to resource for tackling challenges and empowering small business owners to scale successfully. Our mission is to help unlock your business's full potential. My name's Corey Harlock, and I'll be your host.
I talk to a lot of people about hiring, and the question I always hear is, if we can just get that one right hire, we can just hire that game changer, that transformational talent. There's a good buzzword for you. But what is the secret to hiring transformational talent? Is your business set up to do that? Are you ready as a business owner to hire someone who might know more than you? Welcome to the Key Hire Solutions Small Business Podcast. My name is Corey Harlock. I'm the creator of Key Hire, and I'll be your host today. We have a good news, bad news scenario for you. And if you like me, you like the bad news first. The bad news is we don't have a guest. You're stuck with me. The good news is there's no good news. I'm sorry. So it's just us today. But I wanted to kind of spend some time talking about how do you change your definition of what good looks like when it comes to trying to grow your small business and get to the next level and reach those the next goal. As always, if you have any questions, please drop them in the comment box or whatever you're watching on. If you're tuning in on YouTube, welcome. If you're watching us on LinkedIn, welcome. But if you're please drop questions in there as we go. Happy to answer those. If you like what you're hearing, give us a like, give us a share, give us a follow. We'd love for you to do that. So let's talk about this now. We talk about small business. To us at Key Hire, small business is a generic term. We understand that there are five different categories of what we call our key owner stages. And this isn't a stage of business. This is a stage of the owner's kind of mindset. And so just to break you, go through those quickly. The beginning stage, kind of the far right stage here, or far left, I guess, if we're looking here, is the overwhelmed business owner. And the analogy is, you know, the wheels have fallen off the machine. Picture the business owner scratching his head. He's looking at his machine and all the wheels are falling off and they're just kind of a sense of overwhelm, highly stressed. Maybe they might say something like, man, I don't even know where to start. I don't know what's going on. We used to be able to, this business used to run fine. And now we're all working 60 hours a week. Our only input is time. And we are really just kind of going at the red line here. And I don't see it getting any better in time. In fact, I feel like it's getting worse. Then the next transition would be to the unsure business owner. So we call these the squeaky wheels. So the wheels haven't fallen off the machine, but they might be close to it, right? And they're squeaky and you hear it and there's a noise. Now, these business owners aren't as stressed because they're still able to handle the volumes of business, but they're definitely know we have a problem. We can't really point to it yet. We're not at the red line. We're approaching red line. And so that's what the unsure about. Like, I know I have problems. I think I have something over here, maybe over here. So we're unsure about our problems, but we know we have them. Then if we go into the kind of next stage, we call these the curious business owners. And this is the wobbly wheel. So not all the wheels are, we don't have problems all around. This is a business owner who's curious and they're saying, I think I have a problem here, but I don't know what my options are. How do I deal with it? What is the problem? So that's our curious business owner. Then the next stage is our growing business owner. And these are business owners who are, if we use the wheel analogy, we're upgrading their tires, right? We're putting low profiles and sweet rims on the car. And these are the business owners that are saying, hey, I'm growing. I know I'm lacking capacity. I know I have some talent gaps and constraints. I know I need to upgrade some roles. Then we get into the fifth and final stage, which is a strategic business owner. And that strategic business owner, we're just adding wheels to the vehicle. These guys are, and men and women are dialed in and they're like, hey, I know what I need. I don't need you to help me create what this is. I just need you to start filling in roles for me so we can keep this momentum and keep this show on the road. So as we look through those kind of that progression of key owner stages, talent is important. Talent is the one thing in a small business, maybe not the one thing, but one of the most important things a business owner can do to inject experience, capacity, ideas, process, procedure into their business. And that sounds easy to do, but if we look at this kind of statistically, the three biggest hiring mistakes a business owner makes when they do DIY talent acquisition or recruiting or hiring is, number one, they don't clearly define what they're hiring for. So they go in with a "I'll know it when I see it" attitude. Number two is they hire for current needs and not future needs. So we're doing $10 million a year. I need someone who can just help me today, come in here and put some fingers in some holes, stop the bleeding, with no eye to the future. Because what happens is if you hire someone for your $10 million a year business, and that $10 million, you've maximized their capacity and ability. What happens when you go to 12? What happens when you go to 15? You're in the same spot. You had a high performer at 10. At 12, they struggle. And then we go to 15, and now they're really not able to perform. And as a curious business owner, you might say, I have a problem right there. Now, what do I do about it? The third mistake that a business owner would make is they don't have the right hiring process, or it's ad hoc. We're going to bring them in. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Oh, so-and-so wasn't here. Let's bring them back. I did a pre-screen. They sound great. All the biases kick in, right? I love them. They think like me. We're not hiring for complementary skill sets. We haven't designed the role. We haven't thought about adding capacity to the role. And then when it comes to a process, we haven't created a hiring process that will complement the first two, right? So we haven't built questions around capacity, experience. We haven't designed a role saying, well, I'm really strong in this area of the business. We need someone who's really strong over here so then we can work together and build a better process and procedure. So we understand what the mistakes are, and we understand kind of what our key owner stages are. We have the overwhelmed, the wheels are off the machine. We have the unsure, squeaky wheels. We have the curious, wobbly wheel. We have the growing, upgraded wheels. And then we have the strategic, adding wheels, right? And so how do you change your definition of what good looks like? And the first and key element to all of this is understanding where you want to go. Now, when we work with clients, one of the first questions we ask them are, what are your goals and aspirations for this company? And you know, I have a client right now, and their answer is, we want 12% year over year growth for the next 10 years. Really clearly defined. Now, some people, their goal might be, I want to double my business in 5 years. Some people might say, we're at 10 now and we want to be at 30 million in 8 years. Some business owners' goals might be, I want to grow my business and I want to have dinner with my family twice a week. Or I want to grow my business and I want to be able to go away for the weekend and know that the building's not going to burn down. Some people might say, I want to grow my business and I have a summer home that I would actually like to spend time at. So I'd like to be able to take big chunks of time away from the office and know that business will run. And the only way you can accomplish any of those goals is by putting what we call professionals. It's not, we don't own the copyright on that term, obviously, but you want to put a professional in these roles where you might have someone who is doing the best job they can, giving you 100%, they're there, they're on board, they're working hard, but they're lacking the capacity, the ability, the experience to add value to your processes and procedures in the business to alleviate that pain. The bigger the business gets, the harder it is for them to meet the standard. Where they used to be the standard, now they're struggling to meet the standard. And that happens if we look at how businesses come to fruition. Someone has an idea, they start a business, they hire their neighbor, they hire their cousin, they hire the cousin's neighbor, and everyone pitches in and does whatever they have to do to move that business forward. That's not the wrong way to start a business. In fact, that's probably, unless you're going, you know, you're very well, you're going into tech or biologic company or something like that, where you're going to go for rounds of funding. Most people are bootstrapping, and that's how they're starting their business. And that's the exact right way to start a business. But if you do a good job, you're going to come to a crux where the business volumes or the demands of whatever you're, if you're selling a service or a product, become greater than the experience and the ability of the people that you have working for you. And that is the best and worst situation you could ever have in your business. And I'll tell you why. It's the best because you're there to grow. It's the worst because what that means is, as a business owner, you have to start making hard decisions. And you have to start going to these people that have been working with you shoulder to shoulder for the last 2, 3, 5, 10 years. Or if you're a second generation owner or a third generation owner who worked for your mother or father for the last 20 years, and you have to say to them, I can't thank you enough for the work you've done for us to get us here today. But I don't know if you have what we need to get us where we want to go. And that is bar none the hardest decision a business owner will ever make. Business owners make dozens, if not hundreds, of decisions every day. And throughout their run of their company, those are the hardest conversations and the hardest decisions you have to make. So we're talking today about redefining what good looks like in your business. And what good looks like isn't someone who can do the job today. Good isn't someone who seems really enthusiastic and has a great attitude, and we're going to throw them in the deep end and we hope they get it and run with it. That's not good. Good is not hiring someone who is, we have some questions, but we think they can do a good job. Changing the definition of what good looks like in your business starts with understanding the needs of your business. It starts with understanding, what are my talent constraints?
Hey, it's Corey. And if you like what you're hearing, give this episode a thumbs up and subscribe or follow to get reminders of new episodes of the Key Hire Small Business Podcast.
What's jamming us up? What's holding me back? What's holding the sales organization back and holding them back from going and landing the biggest deal we've ever had? Or what's jamming the operation up from delivering more and higher quality products or services than we've ever delivered before? So we want to understand those constraints and talent gaps. As we get bigger, maybe we're going into a bigger industrial complex. We're going to be running forklifts instead of hand jacks. And that's a huge change and shift in safety. And if we don't have anyone on our staff who knows how to run a forklift and create a safety program for a forklift, that's a big blind spot. right? We don't want to give that to someone and say, hey, can you figure this out? Because when people get hit with a forklift, they probably don't go home in the same shape they came to work. So understanding the constraints, talent constraints, the talent gaps, coupled with your vision for the future. This is where we start. So I always go back to it just because it's easy numbers. We're a $10 million a year company. We want to do 20 in the next 5 years. And then in the next 15 years, we want to be at $30 million. Once we understand the constraints, the gaps, and the vision, we can now start creating the role, the job profile. And I don't deal in job descriptions. I'm not a fan of job descriptions, but we can start laying out the requirements of the individual we're going to need. And what I want you to do is break this into three categories. First category is, what experience does the ideal person have to bring? And we're talking about the key experience, not the wish list. We want to understand the key pieces of experience. And we're probably going to have 6, 8, maybe 10. 10 would be a lot. Number two, we want to understand the culture fit that we are looking for. And we want to be able to bullet out those 6, 8, 10 key characteristics of someone. So we want to understand what our core values are. And we want to make sure they meet those. But we also want to understand, what are their key action traits, right? Are they inquisitive? Do they take initiative? Do they wait for instruction? Whatever is important to this person and getting the role done within the culture of your company, we want to understand that. And then the third thing we want to think about is, and this is what the big one that no one considers, and it's the most important if you're a growing company, is the capacity of the individual. The way I want you to think about this is, and what I tell my clients all the time is, we are not hiring, for argument's sake here, an operations manager to run your $10 million a year company. That's not what we're looking for. What we are looking for is an operations manager to run your $30 million a year company, currently doing 10. That shift in mindset will help you understand what we're looking for. And if you start thinking about redefining what good looks like when you hire someone, that is one of the most important elements. Having someone who comes in with capacity, someone from a $30 million company injected into a company currently doing 10, is the difference between hiring someone who maxes out at 10, their capacity, they Peter principle out, they rise to the level of their own incompetence at 10 or 12 million. Those people are chasing the problems of your business and trying to put band-aids on them and stick fingers in holes. They're always behind the problems, and they're always trying to find quick fixes to fix the problems that exist in your business. That is someone who does not have capacity. Someone who has capacity is building process and procedure out front that are bigger than your company requires today, so your company can organically grow into the process and procedure they're outlining. And what I often see when we start this process is a business owner will say to me, yeah, what they're doing, that's, we don't need that. And the response is always, but you will. They understand the mission and they're putting things in place. They're creating a foundation for you to grow organically and responsibly into that space. When you get this right, when you understand what those key pieces of experience are, and this is not like added hard worker. That's not what we're looking for. If I'm looking in a manufacturing facility that's doing $15 million a year and they're getting gummed up, jammed up because of process and procedure, they can't deliver, or their OTDs are late, or their quality is suffering, or people are getting hurt on the job. we definitely have a talent gap and a constraint here. If that's happening in your business, there is a constraint. And if we can build the right process and procedure around that, that will go away, right? Things will get more efficient. Your on-time deliveries will improve. Your quality will go up. And that's what the right professional can bring to the table. The unintended consequences of bringing in professionals with the capacity to make improvements in your business are your business runs better and you have more time. When you hire someone who's better than you are in a specific area of your business and they are a professional with capacity, they'll take responsibility. They will set your operation up to run more efficiently. They will require less of you so you can focus on other parts of the business, or you can leave at a reasonable time and have dinner with your family, or you can go away for a weekend and know that someone, you have a capable leadership there to take that business over for you or to run it for the weekend. But it doesn't, there are some challenges. So that's the easy stuff. What we just talked about, you know, defining what that right person looks like, putting a process in place that is going to get that person excited about your opportunity, putting a package together that will excite them and tempt them and make them say, yes, I will come and work for you, and not making sure that we're keeping them whole in terms of salary, title, bonus, benefits, all that good stuff. And there's lots of ways we can do that. That's the easy stuff. What the hardest part is, as for a business owner, and there's a couple points here, but the first one is understanding that as you integrate this business into your organizational structure, the business owner has to change. We're managing a different animal here. We're managing a professional. We're managing someone who might understand the job better than we do. And some of the things they do, we might not understand. And we're going to have the courage and humility to go to them and say, I trust you're doing the right thing, but can you walk me through this and help me understand why we're doing this? I'll give you a great example. You know, we have a great client and we put a director of ops in there and we were so excited about it. And I checked in and the owner's like, well, I think he's going to be good, but right now they seem to be focused on the wrong thing. And after I talked to the ops manager, I came back and I was like, no, they're focused on the exact right thing. But we just needed to have a conversation about it because the work they were doing was foundational work and it wasn't addressing the problem he had today, but it was addressing, he was laying a foundation to eliminate a lot of those problems going forward. And so they weren't chasing the problem at hand. They were looking into the future and building a process and procedure for that company to kind of responsibly grow into. So we as business owners have to have some humility and an understanding of, I need to step back and let them do what they do. I'm not saying on day one, there's a feeling out process here. We need to establish trust and we need to understand what's happening and we can't let everything fall apart while we're building this process and procedure. So there, as business owners, we need to step back and be a little humble and say, okay, I'm going to believe in the process. I'm going to trust in the process and see what happens. That's one of the unintended consequences. Number two, and I kind of touched on this, is, you know, they're going to bring things to the table you've never heard of, concepts you've never heard of. You know, if we bring in an operational manager and they're trained in lean, they're going to start doing time studies and all these things that as a business owner who's had their head down for 10 years, we might not know anything about, so it might look like voodoo to us. And so we have to be open-minded and understanding of the things they're going to bring to the table. So those are some of the unintended consequences. And that's the hard stuff, is changing that, that our mindset from we've been in a position where we've had to jump in and help, and we've had to challenge people to meet deadlines, and we've missed deadlines, and we've had to work extra hours. Those are all the right activities. But as we grow and we structure our business to grow, and we start putting the right people in the right seats with the right experience and enough capacity to grow that business, the business owner's life, and this is a crazy concept, will get easier as your company gets bigger. In fact, I have one business owner who's setting record years and said to me one day, he's like, I'm starting to feel a little guilty. I don't really do much around here anymore. But he has this amazing leadership team that is just driving the bus, and they're doing great things. You can always find a way to stay engaged, but it is possible. Now, depending on your leadership or your key owner stage, the overwhelmed owner, that progression is going to take longer. The other thing we need to, mindset we need to switch is, we often have this thing, if I could just hire the one right person, my life will be easy. And that, it doesn't work like that. We have to eat the elephant one bite at a time. So we have to take the wins, right? If we hire the first right person, your life will get easier. Then we hire that second great person, and your life gets a little easier again, and so on and so on. And 6, 12, 18, 24 months down the road, you have the business you dreamed of, but you also have the life that you've been craving and missing as well. So when the key piece, the key takeaway from all of this rambling is this: if you want to change your definition of what good looks like in your business, remember this: we're not hiring someone to run our $10 million a year business. We're hiring someone to run our $30 million a year business, currently doing 10. And if you get your head around that, you're on the road to redefining what a good leader looks like in your business. And there, remember the three key elements. We want to know those key pieces of experience. We want to know culturally, what are we looking for in terms of their actions, in the way they speak. And the third and most important is capacity. Do they have more experience? Do they have more knowledge than we need today? And if you can package those three together and create the right process and the right offer for these, this transformational talent, these big ticket items, then you're well on your way to putting the right people in your business. And once you put those people in your business, if we get it right, you will start to understand what good looks like in your business. And you will definitely redefine, your definition will change once you see a professional up against, you know, someone who maybe not doesn't have the formal training and has been struggling for a while.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. We appreciate your support. If you enjoyed the show, we would love it if you could take a moment to leave us a review. And don't forget to subscribe or follow to stay up to date with all the latest episodes as they're released. Discover how Key Hire supports small business owners with talent planning and acquisition by exploring our YouTube channel or LinkedIn page. For comprehensive information, visit our website at www.keyhire.solution, where you can also sign up for a complimentary consultation to discuss any talent, experience, or capacity problems that keep you awake at night. Until next time, stop grinding and start growing.